The name Donna Van Buren is likely familiar to anyone who considers themselves a Park City local. Van Buren arrived in town in the 70s. A Texan, she had graduated from BYU. Van Buren ran a property management company, Greater Park City Properties, for years. Her friend, Linda McReynolds, said Van Buren managed homeowners associations, was well-respected, and a lot of fun. Van Buren was also a Park City Rotary member. Another friend of hers, Bob Richer, remembers her as someone who gave back to her community.
She was a longtime member of the Snyderville Basin Planning Commission. She was very much involved in the initial plannings and the various iterations concerning the Canyons Resort and the Canyons development. She was on the very first Citizens Open Space Advisory Committee, COSAC. She was a great lover and champion of open space.
Richer is the chairperson of KPCW's Board of Trustees. He remembers when Van Buren was also on the board. She clearly loved the station, making continuous donations during pledge drives and constantly calling in music requests to the volunteer DJs. She was their biggest fan. Just this past Monday, she sent the station a request, asking programmers to add Poncho and Lefty by Towns Van Zandt to the station's playlist. Those who call Park City home well into the future will not only hear Donna Van Buren's love for music through KPCW's airwaves, they will also get to enjoy the result of her hard work for the community she lovingly cared for.
Boy, will she be missed by all of us who knew her, and she'll also be missed because she did so much for others in the community who had no idea that the reason that some of these good things exist because of the hard work that Donna Van Buren and others put into various aspects of those things that make our community what it is today.
Donna Van Buren leaves behind her husband, Fred Woods. I'm Renee Bodley Miller, KPCW News.